City of West Fargo Commissioner Mark Simmons on the line with us. Mark, let's talk a little bit about these great plaza spaces that you guys have, where you've teamed up with Epic Companies and I know West Fargo Events. You guys have so many cool things taking place in West Fargo these days.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun time. It really is. Actually, the City of West Fargo actually owns the lights of the plaza. Of course, you already know they own the POW-MIA plaza. And then we hired West Fargo Events to run it and maintain it. So, and they're doing a great job. I mean, we've come so far in this last year that it's incredible. Even I think you and Amy both are involved in the parking bingo.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we've been watching them pour concrete over there at the lights.
Isn't that amazing what they're getting done? I mean, it's just, even through the COVID-19, it's crazy what we've still managed, I guess, to accomplish. So
Mark, tell us about the decision for West Fargo to invest in these public spaces.
Sure. A couple of years ago, actually, in both of them, the commission had envisioned of giving the community something kind of different and something that they wanted in our comp, 2.0 comp. They wanted a place to go. They wanted a center front, so to speak, and they wanted things to do that we didn't offer them. So we kind of came up with a vision and you know, we put it out there to the citizens and they liked it. And so we started moving forward first with the downtown plaza. And we hired West Fargo Events to run it and maintain it. So they were able to go out and get sponsorships. And then, of course, working with Epic, who built the buildings, which is a great company as well, it just turned out fantastic. And that made us decide to move forward down to 32nd Avenue. And kind of the same thing, except for, I guess I probably call it on quite a few more steroids than the downtown one. Wait till that is done, my friends. That is, it's going to be incredible. You see it already, but, you know, for your viewers, boy, when they get a chance to get out there, I mean, it's going to be incredible what's out there.
Mark, it's unlike anything I've ever seen in our area. So this was definitely going outside of the comfort zone, but I have to imagine that the residents of West Fargo and surrounding communities, this is going to be a pretty big draw for them.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it. And you know, the cool part is 32nd isn't even open yet, the lights. And we're already getting tons and tons of feedback, especially from your parking lot bingo. You know, and can you imagine if COVID-19 would have hit? I mean, we'd be open now. We'd planned for bands, but we're not going to get down and out. You know, we're not going to get, sad about it. We're moving forward, and so we're having fun nights. We're going to have bingo nights, movie nights out there already planned. If the entertainment can come, we have some great bands lined up along with Epic sponsoring them. So if that can happen, great. If not, we're going to still move on and make it a great summer for our citizens. And I think they deserve it. After all this time, I think they're going to love to get out and enjoy that plaza.
Oh, boy. Amen. I couldn't agree with you more. And, of course, you can find great information on stuff that's being planned, the events, everything from these big-name bands. You know, Sawyer Brown was on that list.
Yeah.
PJ Fleck coming out to give a talk. All the way down to just straight-up community events like farmers markets and Paws on the Plaza and local artists and musicians. I know that West Fargo Events, you can follow them on Facebook and on social media. And then epiccompaniesnd.com is another great resource, and they're always sharing cool stuff on their social media as well. Mark Simmons, the City of West Fargo Commissioner, thank you so much for making some time to us. And, hey, thanks for leading the charge on some of these cool spots that people can go enjoy some entertainment.
You bet. I'm very proud of that. I mean, these are going to be, like I said, when, especially after this COVID-19, people can get out. They are going to love it out there. They really are. They need to get out and enjoy it, the splash pad and all the things we're going to come up with this
all
summer
right.
are going to be great.
So that means that you're going to be out at the splash pad, right, Mark?
Absolutely, I'm going to be out there. I just want to see all the people. I want to see our citizens having fun, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And these spaces are really going to make it happen. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.